Missourinet News, I'm Jason Taylor. Several tornadoes were reported in southwest Missouri yesterday, including one in Aurora, which downed trees and power lines and caused roof damage to at least one mobile home. Storms left more than 2,000 homes without power in the region last night. A team of first responders rescued a swimmer who attempted to swim across the Mississippi River in South St. Louis County last evening. A 41-year-old man jumped in to see if he could make it across the river without telling his friends before being rescued and brought to shore just before 7 p.m. The Missouri Ethics Commission has closed a case against former Governor Eric Greitens. Bill Wise reports.
The commission dropped its investigation of Greitens, his campaign committee, Greitens for Missouri, and campaign associate Denny Lobb Friday in a letter to all three parties. The case was closed even though the commission found reasonable grounds to believe a criminal violation occurred when the campaign committee submitted an amended quarterly report in April of 2015. The report stated that committee employee Lobb provided the donor list from Greitens' charity, The Mission Continues, at a value of $600. The commission voted to refer its case, in which it found Lobb could have committed a criminal violation, to Cole County Prosecutor Mark Richardson in June. Richardson declined to take the case in a letter to the commission earlier this month, stating that there's no evidence of a violation. The commission's letter Friday stated that it had no authority to take any further action against Greitens or his campaign, but noted Missouri law allows for criminal prosecution up to 3 years after an alleged offense. Richardson will be leaving his position as Cole County prosecutor after this year, having lost his re-election bid in this month's Republican primary.
The 2018 Missouri State Fair wrapped up yesterday in Sedalia. Veteran State Senator Doug Leibla says the fair showcases agriculture, which is the state's top industry. The popular left Republican says it's also the biggest industry in southeast Missouri.
My district's very diverse. We have all the row croppers, you know, down in the Boot Hill area there, and just out of Poplar Bluff, just east of Poplar Bluff and in the south. And then you got the cattle farmers and some guys like that, and tourism and timber.
An unpaid parent volunteer who has worked with a high school boys track team in St. Peter's, west of St. Louis, has been arrested and charged with sexual contact with a student. 41-year-old Erica Oxford was taken into custody Friday. Southeast Missouri State University in Cape Girardeau is allowing students in one dorm to bring their pets with them this school year. The Southeast Missourian reports the one-year pilot program is taking place in a dorm that has tile instead of carpeted floors. Missouri's sex offender registry will soon mirror federal law by showing three levels of offenders instead of one. State Representative Kurt Barr says a new law will let nonviolent offenders ask to get off the list after 10 years, and second-level offenders could ask to be removed after 25 years.
By allowing some of these nonviolent offenders a chance to behave and not reoffend and have a chance to be removed from the list, we give them a good incentive to, in fact, clean up their life.
The changes will be taking effect late this month. You're listening to Missouri Net.